안녕하십니까? 2021학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2021학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is Alan, your school nurse. Many students get sick with seasonal influenza. Some cases can lead to serious pain or even hospitalization. I would recommend you to get a flu vaccine. A flu shot can keep you from getting sick. Also, since flu viruses keep changing, flu vaccines are updated to protect against such viruses. Please get a flu shot offered in doctors' offices or health departments by the end of this month. Thank you.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Irene, where are you heading?
Hello, Mason. I'm going to the bookstore to buy some books.
The bookstore? Isn't it more convenient to order books online?
Yes, but I like to flip through the pages at bookstores.
Yeah, but buying books online is cheaper.
Right, but we can help bookstore owners when we buy books from them.
I guess you're right. The bookstore near my house shut down last month.
It's a pity to see local bookstores going out of business nowadays.
I agree. Next time I need a book, I'll try to go to a local bookstore.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. This is G Solution. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm locked out of my home. The keypad on my door isn't responding.
It might be an electric problem. It's probably a simple fix. And it won't cost much.
How much is it?
It's $30 including the service charge, but you'll have to pay extra if there are any additional problems.
I got it. Can you come over right away?
I'm afraid not. I'm doing a job at the Capital Bank.
How long will it take you to finish?
Just 1 hour. I'll call you as soon as I'm done. Address, please.
705 Cozy Street, near Lee's Dental Clinic.
Okay, see you soon.
Grace,
let me show you my newly designed room.
Wow, Jake, it's so cool.
Look at the monitor between the speakers. I changed my old monitor for this new one.
Looks nice, but isn't your desk too crowded to put your electric keyboard on it?
It's fine with me. I find it convenient there.
Is that a microphone in the corner? Do you sing?
Yes. Singing is my all-time favorite hobby.
What's that star-shaped medal on the wall? Where did you get it?
I won that medal at a guitar contest with my dad.
Incredible. Do you often practice the guitar with your dad?
Sure. That's why there are two guitars in the room.
Smells
nice, Daniel. What did you make for lunch?
Creamy pasta. I found the recipe online.
Fantastic. But don't you think the kitchen is a little bit messy?
Sorry. I'll clean it up later.
You promise?
Yes. Let's have lunch. By the way, do you remember you have to pick up our daughter from the library this afternoon?
Oh my, I totally forgot. What should I do? My friend Amy is coming in an hour.
Don't worry. I plan to go camera shopping, but I'll pick up Betty instead.
Thanks. How sweet of you. Then I'll clean the kitchen.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a bag for my laptop. Can you recommend one?
How about this one? It's only $30 on sale. The original price was $65.
Wow, more than 50% off?
It's a very good deal.
I like the design and color, but it's not big enough.
If you want something bigger, how about this one? It has a USB charging port, too.
I like it, but it looks expensive.
It's $70, but I can give you a 10% discount.
Well, it's still beyond my budget. Let me look at the first one again.
Here it is. $30 is a bargain.
Okay, I'll take it. Hi, Chris. How was your business trip?
It went fine. By the way, I heard Emma is moving out this Saturday.
You're right. She's very busy preparing to move. So she gave me 2 tickets for a musical because she can't go.
Good for you. What's the name of the musical?
It's Heroes.
Really? I heard it's popular. Who are you going with?
No one yet. My sister turned me down because she has to finish her homework.
Well, Can I go with you instead?
Sure. Why not? The show is at 8 p.m. this Friday.
Friday? Oh, no. I promised to take care of my niece at that time.
No problem. I'll ask Susan to go with me then. Dad, I want to have a puppy just like my friend, Julie.
Why not? But do you know how hard it is to raise a dog?
Yes, but I'm ready. I think I will name my puppy Toby.
Okay, but will you walk Toby every day?
That'll be easy.
Also, you'll have to feed Toby 3 times a day.
No big deal. Anything else?
You'll have to toilet train Toby, too.
Really?
Of course. Plus, you'll need to clean up the dog's pee pads.
Dad, you'll help me, right?
Sometimes. But remember, having a dog takes responsibility.
Sharing Friday Movement에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, listeners. Why don't you join the Sharing Friday Movement and donate $2 to our fund every Friday? This movement started in 2001 in Finland as an idea to encourage people to do good. Since then, this idea has grown into a global movement. Most of the donations go to poor areas across the world and help people get clean water. This year, scholarships were given to 100 students in these areas to celebrate our 20th anniversary. Please join us and help make a difference. If you want to get more information, visit our homepage. Kevin, I'm looking for a selfie stick. Can you help me?
Sure, Mom. You can buy one on your smartphone. What kind of selfie stick do you want?
I'd prefer a light one.
Then I don't recommend a selfie stick over 200 grams. How about the length?
I have no idea. What's your opinion?
It should extend up to 80 centimeters at least.
Okay. I also want a Bluetooth remote control. I heard they're convenient to use.
Then you have 2 options left. Which one do you want?
I'll buy this cheaper one.
Great choice. Have you finished packing your bags for your trip to Mount Jeedi?
I think so. Look, what else do I need?
You'd better prepare for the cold weather at night.
대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, we can't eat out tomorrow evening.
Why not? I've already booked a table at the restaurant.
I'm sorry. I have an important business meeting at that time.
Why do you look so busy?
I'm working on a team project.
What's it about?
It's about climate change.
Sounds interesting. Who's on your team?
You know Chris? He's the leader.
I know him very well. He's responsible and smart.
Jenny is doing the research and Alex is making the slides.
What a nice team. Then what's your role?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Diana. You look down. What's the problem?
Hi, Peter. I missed the deadline for the speech contest. It was yesterday.
No way. You'd been waiting for it for a long time.
Yeah, it totally slipped my mind. I'm so forgetful.
Why don't you write notes to remember things?
I've tried, but it doesn't work. I even forget where I put the notes.
How about using a time management application like me?
Well, what's good about your app?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 해롤드가 케이트에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Harold is a tennis coach. He's been teaching Kate, a talented and passionate player, for years. While practicing for an upcoming match, Kate injured her elbow badly. Her doctor strongly recommends she stop playing tennis for a month. However, Kate insists on playing the match. Harold knows how heartbroken she would be to miss the match, but he's concerned about her tennis career if her elbow doesn't recover. So, he wants to persuade her to calm down and focus on her recovery. In this situation, what would Harold most likely say to Kate?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음을 답하시오.
This is Linda from Life and Science. Did you know light pollution from bright lights at night can drive wildlife to death? For example, sea turtles lay eggs on beaches and their babies find their way to the sea with the help of moonlight. But artificial lights can confuse them and cause them not to reach the sea and die. Fireflies have been disappearing across the globe. Male fireflies get disturbed by artificial lights when they try to attract mates. This means less fireflies are born. Also, salmon migrate randomly when exposed to artificial lights at night. This threatens their chances of survival. Lastly, light pollution interrupts the mating calls of tree frogs at night. As male frogs reduce the number of their mating calls, the females don't reproduce. So light pollution can be a matter of life and death for some animals.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
This is Linda from Life and Science. Did you know light pollution from bright lights at night can drive wildlife to death? For example, sea turtles lay eggs on beaches and their babies find their way to the sea with the help of moonlight. But artificial lights can confuse them and cause them not to reach the sea and die. Fireflies have been disappearing across the globe. Male fireflies get disturbed by artificial lights when they try to attract mates. This means less fireflies are born. Also, salmon migrate randomly when exposed to artificial lights at night. This threatens their chances of survival. Lastly, light pollution interrupts the mating calls of tree frogs at night. As male frogs reduce the number of their mating calls, the females don't reproduce. So light pollution can be a matter of life and death for some animals.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.